Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, baby!
Welcome, all you rockers out there. This is And the Podcast Will Rock. That's right. We are your podcast where we go into the catalog, the song categories, all of the things into one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, Van Halen. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Kamire. With me, as always, Corey Morissette. Corey, it has already been a long week, and we're only halfway there. How you doing?
Okay, campers, rise and shine, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today. That's right, it's Groundhog Day as we tape this, and it is cold out there today up here in Canada. It has been a long week. It's been a long year here on February 2nd, but I'm nice and warm in my house, and I'm ready to talk about the mighty Van Halen once again with you, sir.
Absolutely. I'm assuming that the groundhog definitely saw the shadow, and so Canada is getting so much more winter.
You know what? In Canada, it doesn't even matter. The groundhog died, I think, years ago. We get three more months of winter regardless what that fucking rodent sees.
And who gave this rodent such omnipotent power to control and predict the weather? I want to have a conversation with whoever gave them this power.
I'm with you because, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm sure there's a story behind it. We have to find a Groundhog Day podcast out there that maybe has all the info for us, but I know of smarter animals that can maybe forecast the weather a little better.
No kidding. Maybe that's one of our many shows we have here in the Deep Dive Podcasting Network. Who knows? But if you guys haven't checked it out, you should. We have so many podcasts, so many different shows connected to this network. We are happy to be a part of it. But you came here for Van Halen, and that is what we're going to give you. I hope you tuned in to the show last week where we had special guests, Chris from Pod of Thunder on. That was a very awesome episode. I have heard feedback from a lot of you out there about it. Thank you, because you seem to really enjoy it. I know Corey had a good time. You had a good time last week, Corey?
I had a great time. I'm such a huge Pod of Thunder fan, and I can't thank Chris enough for reaching out and agreeing to come on the show. He even threw out a teaser that we might be welcome on their show, which to me is, I'm fanboying out a little bit, because that would be just a tremendous honor, but he was just as good as advertised. That we broke down his favorite Van Halen track, and it was phenomenal. And I think it was our best show, and it's one of our most listened to shows. We'll call it the Chris L effect. He brought a ton of listeners with him. So if you're checking us out this week because you like last week's show, thank you very much. And here's hoping we pass the audition and can live up to the hype of last week.
I don't know. We might need the Chris charm once again. So hey, you never know what the future will bring, because we have so many more Van Halen songs to get to be honest with you. You never know. But be on the lookout. We're going to have more guests. We're going to try our hardest, because that was so much fun. I cannot wait to do that again. I can't wait to have Chris on again if he wants to come on again. So that'll be fun. And thank you all for tuning in. But Corey, you know, I have this feeling because it's a new year. It's the second day in the second month of 2022. There's a lot of crazy synchronicities going on, and I feel like we are in for something special tonight. But do you have any prediction, or do you have maybe something you want to manifest for tonight's show?
Well, I tell you, I feel like we turned a corner last week. Like, we did an all-time classic track. We all loved it. That's What Dreams Are Made Of, all across the board. And, of course, that was Chris's choice. We're back to the wheel. I was really looking forward to another wheel choice because I'm curious to see after kind of a, you could almost say, a little lackluster run. I know we were split on a couple of tracks. I went back and listened to Honey Baby Sweetie Doll. That's still a banger of a track. I still think you're wrong on that one. But I'm looking forward to tonight. And gosh, if I had to predict, I really don't know. I'm feeling a lot of Dave love in the universe lately. So I'm thinking we might get some early Dave stuff. But if it's a classic Sammy track, I'm not going to be upset about it.
No, why not? I was made aware by someone, a frequent listener of the show, someone you may know, the aforementioned Christy, my Christy in particular. She's like, I think we're going to hear a song from Balance. Oh. I said, really? What makes you say that? She goes, because it's my favorite, and I just have a feeling. It's like, ah.
Okay. I hope so. There's some good shit on Balance, so I'm hoping she's right.
There really is. There really is. And I just like I told her, too, I said, well, you could be right, and if you are, we're going to have a good show, I think, depending on the track. But, yeah, as you say, there's a lot of bangers, so... That is my only prediction. I think I'm going to try hard and, just like her, manifest something from the Balance album. That's my hope anyway.
All right. Well, I'm right there with you, my friend, and Christy as well. Let's get something from Balance. So I'm going to give it a quick shuffle here. Right. And if you're ready, I'll turn it over to Mr. Hagar.
Here we go!
Close to a Balance song. We got one. Big Fat Money from Balance. Oh! There you go. That's amazing. Great job, Christy.
Way to go. Wow. This is going to be talked about for a long time, I can tell you. That's crazy.
Big Fat Money. This is going to be interesting. You're kind of a Balance fan. Do you know anything about this track? Mm-hmm.
I do know this track. I don't know it intimately, but I know of it. I know how it goes. So giving it a full analytical listen and review is going to be really interesting. So, yeah, I'm ready for that.
It looks like they did this one on the Balance tour. So that's going to be good. So this is probably a well-known song, just not well-known to us.
Well, you know, they have a big enough category to where, look, we're not going to know everything, you guys. There's going to be some tracks to where even we're going to go, you know, our hands are in the air on this one. This is a fresh listen. It's already happened once. It's going to happen again.
It really is. Let's give a little background on Balance. It was released in 1995, recorded in 1994 at 5150 Studios. And a little bit at Little Mountain Studios in Vancouver, which is a very famous studio up here in Canada. Bruce Fairbairn, I believe this is his only credit producing Van Halen. Bruce Fairbairn, if you don't know the name, you know some of the albums he's produced. I think he did New Jersey. He's done a ton of a classic rock albums from the late 70s, early 80s. He did some Kiss stuff. Unfortunately, I believe he's passed on now, but his discography is pretty impressive. We did Slippery When Wet, New Jersey, Permanent Vacation and Pump, and Get a Grip by Aerosmith, The Razor's Edge by AC/DC, and Balance by Van Halen. This album has gone triple platinum. So, you know, sold a lot of copies. They were nominated for a Grammy for Best Hard Rock Performance for the track The Seventh Seal, which we'll be covering here. And it reached number one. So, yeah, aside from the cover art, it's actually kind of ironic because Balance celebrated its anniversary on January 24th, so not that long ago. So the album came out 27 years ago, so celebrating its anniversary on the 24th. So, you know, it's kind of ironic we got a Balance track here tonight.
I think that's still a pretty solid list of to have on your resume for Bruce there. You know, maybe not the most well-known of Van Halen producers, but still a good one, I think.
Absolutely. Now, this song was not a single. There was four singles off this album. This is not one of them. So, I don't really recall it offhand. So I'm going to this one kind of cold, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That, again, this is a song that I have to really refresh my brain on, but if I remember correctly, Big Fat Money is not really a deep thought track.
So apparently, I'm just kind of reading more about the Balance Tour. It was dubbed the Ambulance Tour by Eddie because of the hip and neck injuries he sustained, and also his brother Alex. Geez, that tour lasted 131 shows and grossed over $30 million. But they talked about Big Fat Money because one of the stranger video effects was a projection of Sammy Hagar's face on a giant dollar bill whenever they did this song. So, yeah, that'd be kind of neat.
I want my face on a dollar bill, but what dollar? That's the question. Let's maybe work on five.
That.
Yeah.
We'll put your face on the five, and we'll put it in the merch store for everybody.
Nice.
So, if you are ready, sir. Big Fat Money is actually the second song they did on this tour. Let's play a little Big Fat Money.
Let's do it.
Al, do you want to click on this one?
I don't need no stinking click.
Some say money is bad for the soul, bad for the rock, bad for the roll, bad for the heart, bad for the brain, bad for everything. Oh, yeah!
All right, that's a great intro. Classic Sammy wailing at the top of his lugs, and I just loved how that typical Van Halen, all their songs almost have that misdirect at the beginning, right? And you almost had that mm-hmm. misdirect here where you thought it was going to go one way, and then they kick it in a whole other direction. So I really dug the beginning of this one.
The times that I've listened to this song beforehand, I must have forgotten about that weird little skit intro that they have with the guys talking in the studio. That's maybe not their best suit when they do that, but as you say, that opening riff, that opening kickoff, or even before that with Sammy coming in semi a cappella, yeah, this is a rocking track.
And that classic Sammy screech, we always talk about how much we love it when Dave lets out a good one. We got to give Sammy his props too. That was a pretty classic one.
Dave's got the howl, and then Sammy's got the screech, but a good screech. Yeah. It's on key. It's fine.
Some say money is bad for the soul, bad for the rock, bad for the roll, bad for the heart, bad for the brain, bad for damn near everything. Oh yeah, gotta love those lyrics. That's starting off on a real high note, I think. Here. All right, let's keep going.
Yep. Yep.
Your thoughts on how
something
that...
Something I'm noticing about maybe the mix, or maybe it's just the way it's coming through, but it's very drum and bass heavy. Like, the rhythm section's real heavy on this one. It's not so much that it's drowning Eddie out, but Eddie just... Unless he's doing some crazy little ornamentation with the... With the guitar, there's not a lot of like heavy guitar riffs happening. It's just very heavy bass and heavy drums. Do you hear what I'm hearing?
Well, especially the drums. Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too. It's very very big sounding, mm-hmm. and yeah, the in a Van Halen track, it's kind of weird to think the guitar is in the background a little bit, but that's kind of what I was getting here too.
That's my thing. Yeah, I wonder if that was a conscious decision, or if it's just the way Bruce decided, hey, I'm going to record it this way, because maybe he's a rhythm guy, or like maybe he's a drummer or a bass player or something like that. I don't know. Could be any one of those factors. But yeah, that's the thing that really stands out to me in this.
And lyrically, you know, kind of a theme with Sammy, just stringing, you know, making his point kind of quickly. You think of a song like Humans Being, mm-hmm. you know, where everything was just kind of just so. I'm not eloquenting my point here very well at all, but I like lyrically where he's going here, and I like kind of how that whole verse was structured. And I imagine the rest of the verses are structured the same way. Just the song basically about money being the root of all evil, right? Which I'm sure right. very rich rock stars have a problem with money. I know Mark and I do because we're not rich rock stars, and we're sitting here on a Wednesday night doing this podcast for free. So
I keep trying, but they just don't make me rich.
They just won't pay us. We've been trying. Yeah.
No, they won't. Yeah, we keep trying.
Yeah, the Van Halen boys. You know, if Alex wants to throw a few bucks our way for helping promote his catalog, I'm sure we're not going to turn that down.
Perhaps if we legally changed our names to Corey and Mark Van Halen, then like maybe by name alone, some money will come our way, or we'll be hit with a lawsuit. I'm not sure.
Well, I tell you what, something actually kind of happened today in Van Halen land. There's a company, and I don't want to give them any sort of promotion by talking about them really, but they're taking other artists' music and creating NFTs out of it and selling them. So they're trying to profit off other people's creations. And Wolfgang Van Halen got wind of this because obviously there's a lot of Van Halen stuff out there. And he was just taking them to task and ripping them on Twitter all day. You know, how can a company do this? Because somebody even pointed out that the cover art from the Live Right Here Right Now double album that came out in the 90s, that NFT was up for sale. For the auction started like $100. And it's like, how can you do that? You don't own that. So
yeah, really.
I really don't know all the specifics. I know this... Wolfgang really went after him, and you know, who knows if this company is going to be around this time tomorrow, but it was an interesting day on Twitter, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I did not even notice that today, so I'm gonna have to do some homework and just give that a gander.
Well, I would recommend it. And see, now if we were profiting off this podcast, maybe folks could say the same thing. You're taking somebody else's art and profiting off it, but we're not getting paid to this. Spoiler alert, folks. We don't have any sponsorships.
Yeah. Not getting paid. We do this for the love. That's all.
The love of rock and roll and the love of Van Halen. And so far, kind of loving this track. Let's keep going with it here.
Yeah, let's do it.
But was the backing vocals kind of in the background there for you too? I was kind of wondering, is that my headset? It's like, I'm used to Michael Anthony being up front with kind of the background backing vocals, and it sounded like he was way back in the mix this time.
Yeah, there was background vocals, but yeah, it was far, far in the back. If it was Michael, he has been heavily subdued. Or maybe that, again, maybe that's by design for the producer. Maybe that was a Sammy call. You never know. You really never know with these guys sometimes. But, yeah, I did notice that it seemed very much like there's an echo of a background vocal in there. But, Michael's definitely not as prominent if he's even in it at all.
I kind of missed that because that's one of the hallmarks of great Van Halen, right? You have... you know, the great Alex Van Halen snare sound and those big drums. You got, of course, Eddie being mm-hmm. the guitar virtuoso he is. And you got Michael Anthony and those amazing background vocals. And it being kind of back in the mix, yeah. I don't know. I kind of missed that a little bit.
It's not, you know, it's not like this track is hurting for good vocals because, you know, say what you want about these lyrics. And there's a lot we can say as I'm reading them. But it's Sammy. You know, and Sammy's just throwing it all out there. He's not, he doesn't sound subdued whatsoever. He's just going for it. So, I mean, whether or not Sammy doing what he's doing has anything whatsoever to do with why the background vocals sound like they do is beyond me. But like I said, it's not hurting for vocals for sure. but it is lacking because Michael is prominent.
Yep. All right. I think we have a solo coming up here right away.
Oh.
All right, you're the guitar player on the panel. What was your thoughts on that solo?
He went full blues. Like, that was a much more kind of bluesy rock sound solo than we usually get for him. And what I mean by that is just, how do I explain it? Just in tone, just the tonality, the way the solo sounds, the way he has it going. It's not his typical... here's me, Eddie Van Halen. Here's what my guitar tone sound when I play a metal solo, something like that. Like, no, he's not doing that. He's strictly following a sort of blues rule, even with the scales that he's playing. So that's an interesting take for this kind of song, because this song is very progressively moving. It's driving. It's very rocking. So you'd expect a typical Eddie solo where he's finger tapping the fretboard and he's just like, just
in the market for investment worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All over the place, sweeping, if you will. He does do one little sweep, but I mean, he's still keeping it very kind of blues, chicken picking sort of style. And I don't know, it doesn't sound bad at all. It works, but it's interesting that he would go that route. That's kind of my take on it.
And a lower key than normally, right? Like than a normal Eddie solo, especially on a song kind of this up tempo.
Yeah, he's definitely not all the way down at the end of the neck on his fretboard, in which the notes get super high. Which, you know, and of course that's usually the goal, is to get how high can you get your pitch. But he's not doing that. Like I said, he's sticking to this sort of like 12 scale structure. In particular, a blues structure, and yeah, that's cool. He's doing something different. He's showing you that he is a blues fan. I mean, he's a blues guitar player at the core because of his Clapton influence.
Right.
So maybe this is just his way of demonstrating, hey, look what also I can do.
And balance, you know, kind of. That's when kind of the brothers and Sammy were really kind of feuding. So it was kind of created during this almost civil war between these two creative forces. So it's just kind of interesting that he would kind of take that stance that, you know, I'm going full blues on this solo, even though the song is propelling us very quickly, you know, forward. It's really interesting.
Yeah. I wish we could get into his mindset as to like the decision as to why this solo goes that way. And maybe there is no real answer other than I thought it sounded cool. Like, okay, and that's valid.
Yeah, absolutely. That's valid. All right. We got about a minute and a half left. Yeah. Let's hear where we go.
All right.
Woo!
All right. We even got the big concert ending at the end of that one. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I was like, maybe they just couldn't decide how they wanted it to end. And they said, everybody try something. It's like, okay. And it turns into the concert ending. I have a feeling that this song, I don't know, maybe Sammy's trying to say something about it. Maybe he's in the mindset of like, look, man, at this point, this is no longer a love friendship sort of thing. It's all business. It's all about money. Like I'm here to make money. I'm not here to be your friend anymore. I'm not here to be your bandmate, your brother, what have you. I'm here to make money. So give me that money. I don't know. But it certainly seems like, cause it doesn't seem like he really stretched too far to, give us some insight into, his mindset into this song, unless it's just right there in front of us. But that's just my interpretation of it.
Yeah. I'm trying to find, I can't see who kind of initiated this song. Like, the Seventh Seal, which is on this album, was very much an Eddie track, and Can't Stop Loving You, which I think was the big single, from this album, was very much a Sammy track. But those are really the only two that I can find. All I know is that, they were really kind of butting heads to the point where Eddie even said that things got so bad in the band in October. He stopped drinking again in October 94. It got so bad again that he actually started drinking again, unfortunately. So the balance sessions were not really good, I think, for the band at this point. But, you know, they put out in my estimation, a fairly decent album, and they put out this song. So maybe let's start with you, Mr. Kammeyer. What's your vote going to be? Is this what dreams are made of, or should we dream another dream? Because this dream is over.
Look, some of the best stuff is made through a lot of levels of high tension. Look at Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. That whole album is, as the name implies, it's all about rumors of, you know, he said, she said, all this hearsay about, you know, each one of the members of the band. It's basically, it's just an album about, hey, let's talk shit about each other. And that has become one of their greatest, if not their greatest album. That's, you know, up for debate, I'm sure. But look. Even if the band of Van Halen were feuding so hard that they felt like there's no way we're going to make a good product, or we're going to make a good product in spite of each other because, you know, to hell with every one of you. That's every guy saying that. Michael saying it to Eddie. Eddie saying it to Alex. Alex saying it to Sammy. And Sammy saying it to everybody. Who knows? But look at the end result. And you guys, if you haven't listened to this album and you're just waiting for us to review each song, we'll get there and you can make your own assessment. But I'm here to tell you, despite the feud, they made gold, so to speak. And I really enjoy this album a lot. This song in particular, while it's not their greatest written song, I think it is still very much of the Van Halen flair. It's the thing you tune in for. It's the thing you want. All those reasons you guys said why that one song by Van Halen was just not good because it didn't sound like Van Halen, and I was the only one that went, well, I liked it. It was different. It was very 90s sounding, whatever. And you all hated me for that, including Christy. Like, how dare you? This is a song very much in Van Halen vein, okay? So there's no other reason I can put it. I was into it. It gave me everything I needed from a Van Halen tune. I wasn't bored. I was impressed with everything as usual. The only thing that really kind of made me stumble a bit was the fact that the bass and the drums are very, very prominent rather than Eddie's guitar, which is different, but it's not a bad thing for this particular song. At least, so that's how I felt about it. But Corey, did you find that this is what dreams are made of, or for you was the dream over?
Well, this might surprise you, but I dug indeed this tune, like not knowing much off of Bounds, because it's been so long since I heard it. And when we started talking about doing the podcast, I'm like, I'm not listening to Van Halen. because I want to experience it all kind of with fresh ears or as fresh as possible for the show. So I have heard Balance lots of times, and I knew I kind of dug this song, but I didn't want to tip my cap to the people before we actually got into the track. But listening to it with a little more of a critical ear, there's a lot to like here. And my little nitpicks definitely didn't outshine the fact that this is still kind of a rock and banging type of tune. Yeah, I wanted a little more Michael Anthony up front and center with those harmonies, because he's so damn good at it. And I wanted to be, you know, I dug Eddie's little blues guitar solo. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, try something new. Like, we all know he can shred. We know he does perfect solos to fit songs. He can play the notes fast and furious if that's what you want him to do. But to play just a nice kind of slow, easy blues riff over that, I thought was really great. I thought Alex sounded fantastic. Bruce Fairbairn is a good producer. He's produced some of my favorite albums. And you mentioned, you know, sometimes fire and ice, creating something special, like Rumors, which, at the risk of losing my hard rock card, one of my favorite albums. I love Rumors. But 1984 was kind of created the same way, right? Eddie was off doing all the music, and him and, you know, the brothers and David Lee Roth were kind of butting heads at the time. David just wanted to do covers. I want to do California Girls. I want to do Just a Gigolo and Coconut Grove and all that crap. And the brothers like, no, we want to kind of go in this direction with synthesizers and expand their sound. So sometimes, yeah, opposing forces can create something kind of cool. And this isn't going to be the upper echelon of Van Halen tracks, but it's something I thought was kind of cool. So, yeah, I dug it. That's what dreams are made of.
Absolutely. And it's okay to try something new. It's cool to experiment and explore some of the better some of the best albums from every band that you listen to. Those albums are so good because they try something different. You know, it doesn't always have to be the same. However, with a particular band like Van Halen, for example, you expect a certain flair. And, you know, and I'll admit, sometimes that flair can go off to the wayside, and that's, therefore, you're like, absolutely not into that. But this was not lacking in Van Halen flair whatsoever, even with the subtle differences. Yeah, you're right. The lack of Michael was a little bit kind of, but he was there in bass, you know, and Alex got to shine, I think, because, you know, Eddie's not front and center. Even when he's doing his solo, like, it's there, but he's not doing a rip-roaring, high-pitched, heavy metal solo. Like I said, he's doing something, a standard blues riff. And that's subtle. It's supposed to be subtle. It's supposed to croon, if you will, even in a rocking tune like this. And even Sammy. Like, this is peak Sammy, in my opinion. He's doing all the things you want him to do. And he's not making a clown of himself doing it. You know, no disrespect to David Lee Roth, but, you know, he knows it's fine. He's just being Sammy, and the lyrics, like I said, are, as Corey and I both said, this is not going to make it up to the top tier, but it's still a good track. It's a great track from a great album. So I'm not mad at it. I think this is what dreams are made of, indeed. So that's two dreams for the both of us.
That's right, and thank Christy, because she willed this into existence by wishing for a Balance track. Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait for the playback. That's going to be great.
Out of 109, and she hit one. And you know, but you know what song we almost got? It was the next one on the wheel. It just moved past Little Dreamer from Van Halen 1. I was like, oh, it's going to be Little Dreamer. And then we moved up just an inch to get the big fat money from Balance. So I think we would have been good either way.
Oh, absolutely, we would have. I mean, at this point, it would have been on brand, because how many from Van Halen 1 have we done so far?
Just two. And actually, on the other side of Big Fat Money was Top of the World from For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, which is a classic Van Halen track. I don't want to tip my hand to say whether I like it or not, but it was one of the hits from Fuck. So it could have been Little Dreamer. It could have been Top of the World. Instead, we got this more obscure track from Balance, and it turned out pretty well.
It did. And, I can't wait till we actually get into that album, let alone, particular tracks. Just when we get into Unlawful, that's just going to be a fun time either way. I can't wait for you, the audience, to hear it, because I know for a fact there are songs Corey does not want to talk about on that album. And I just can't wait to talk about them.
And there's some that I really, really hilarious. Do. Some of my favorite all time Van Halen tracks are on that album too. It's such a dyslexic album for me. the highs are never higher and the lows are never lower.
So yeah, so if you will out there, manifest that album for us, if you would, for this, if you enjoy listening to what we do on the show, week in, week out, if you're hoping that we get to a particular song or album that we haven't gotten to yet, manifest it. You know, this, now's the time. Now's the time to do it. Make sure next week we get some for Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. Let's get some of that. There's a song that I am just, when we do it, you're all going to know that it's the song I've been waiting to do. And I won't say what it is just yet, but we'll get there. One day we will get there. I know. And I'm not going to tell you because you'll know eventually when we do it. But we'll get there when we get there, and we're not there yet. But today we did Big Fat Money from the Balance album. Balance was manifested, and here it is. And here it is. We have done it. We gave it two dreams. We love it. We're into it. But we want to know, were you into it? Please hit up our Twitter at Podcast Will Rock. Let us know. You guys have been great interacting with us. I've been getting new followers, and people have been going like, who are these people? Oh, they follow the show. Great. Awesome. Cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for interacting with us and taking part in our rockin' polls. I don't know what kind of poll we're going to put up next. Do you have any ideas about that, Corey?
Well, I've just been putting up the what are their thoughts on the song we did that week. And I know the one we did for the one we did last week with Chris L from Pot of Thunder, it was 80-20 positive. That's what dreams are made of. Mm-hmm. So far, the people have kind of been on our side. And I know that one week that we split, the majority was Team Corey. I know you're not going to be shocked by that, but
it's fine. I'll never be shocked. If it always goes to Team Corey, I'll never be shocked about it, unless it happens to be I don't think you're going to go against the song that I really want to do. I don't think so. But if by chance you do, and then the polls are split with that, then I might have a conniption. I don't know.
I'm kind of hoping I am split now on that one, just because I want to see where the Van Halen diehards, the Halenites, as they're known, on what side of the spectrum they're going to fall on.
Well, like I said, we'll get there when we get there. But yes, thank you all for tuning in and for checking us out and interacting. Please keep it up. Remember, we do have a website and the podcastwillrock.com. We have merch on our T Public store. I'm still waiting for mine. I'm going to get my hoodie, damn it, because I want it, and it's cold out here. It's not nearly as cold as it is in Canada. I'm sorry, Corey, but it's still cold enough. But do that. Get in on it. There are discount specials every week on T Public. So get you some good quality materials with our logos on them and for a very decent price. But if you want to hit us up individually, Corey, where can the people find you?
They can find me at CD Morset on Twitter and Instagram. And yes, like Mark said, go to our T Public store, buy some things, help us sell out, because right now we're not getting paid in any way, shape, or form. Manscaped, if you're listening, Mark is incredibly hairy. We'd be happy to use your product and pump it on the show. Blue microphones, by all means, send us some stuff. We'd be happy to pump your stuff too. I'm going to start any diet pop companies out there that want me to, because we can't get diet pop in Canada. That's a COVID casualty here in Canada. We can't get diet pop anywhere in Canada other than Coke Zero. That's the only diet pop available in Canada. So if the folks who make Diet Mountain Dew want me to shill their product on this show religiously, just send a couple of cases up to Canada, and I would be happy to do so. But at CD Morset on Twitter and Instagram, podcastwillrock.com is the website. And yes, please we love it. Please keep interacting with us. Give us ideas. I was just chatting with a fan today, and he mentioned that he interviewed Sammy Hagar, Jim Ragsdale, in a book about Van Halen I'd never read. So I can't wait to get that book. And I even talked, Jim, come on the show. Tell us all about interviewing Sammy. So hopefully we can get him on the show.
Yeah.
And we'll have more guests as we go. And I know I got people beating down my door here that want to kind of get on and talk some Van Halen. And I'm sure you do too, Mark. So, you know, as we go along, start bringing in more guests. And a lot of people are intrigued by the wheel. They really want to spin the wheel and see what they get. So, and I can't wait to get Christy on and see what she manifests next.
You know, that might be a task, but we'll see if we can make that happen. Yes, we'll get more guests, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mark the Bat. Go ahead and let me know. I'm curious. Do you find the Balance album to be good because of Tension, or are you one of those people that think Rumors was overrated? Because I'm not gonna. I don't know what kind of person you are with that whole thing. It's a fantastic album. Yeah, just because you like metal doesn't mean you can't switch it up every once in a while. It's all good. For the love of God, please. Get Canada some diet soda, some diet pop. Corey needs it. Corey wants it. There is a shortage. There is a drought. It's crazy. That's crazy. And I will shill out entirely if Manscaped wants to sponsor us. Please, I'll do a half hour segment on Manscaped. Yes, send us the stuff. We won't be mad about it. Won't be mad about it if Diet Mountain Dew wants to do the same. I fully endorse that. But that's the show, you guys. We did it. Another one in the can, but we have so many more tracks to get to. On behalf of Corey, I am Mark Meyer, and you have been listening to And the Podcast Will Rock, the Van Halen Podcast, and we will rock you later.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.